The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Oh my God, it's Friday and I am vibrating.
What's got you vibrating there, Dylan?
I've got news and I'm so excited to share it, and I don't know when the right time to share it is.
Well, why not now?
But I'm so pumped. I'm hard to sleep. The excitement here this morning.
What's it regarding?
Are we getting coffees this morning?
Yeah, sure.
It's the last day, right?
I'm going to order them right now.
Well, whenever you guys want it, I'm not going to rush it to you. I mean, you're paying for it already. I want a large one, though, today.
Me too, please.
I need a big one. It's Friday.
Okay. All right, fine.
It's a Friday morning.
I know, yes. Oh, what a sad, pathetic human being we all are.
Why? What happened?
I just realized I believe my phone is in my jacket, which is over by Megan.
Yeah.
But in the 3 seconds that it took for me to figure out that it's still in my jacket.
Panic. Robbie's got his at home today.
Wait, you left your phone at home?
Yeah.
And when did you realize? When you got here?
Yeah.
So, and did you debate going back?
I can't. No, I didn't. I really, once.
Like, how far is too far, right?
Once.
You're already at work.
I don't want to make a thing of it. I know you guys would let me, I'm sure, but I'm not going to.
I can understand it. Like, I would understand if Robbie had to turn around and go home and get his phone. I think we would all understand that.
Well, and I do live the closest, so if anyone, I'd probably have the best chance of doing it.
I would understand if Megan had to, and she lives in Bonacorn.
True.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, just for that second, I patted myself down. I was like, where could it possibly be?
Would not be good.
It's just over there. Yeah, I'll order one.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Large one, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean...
Why are you going to try to get out of it now? It's the last day.
I'm not going to.
Okay, good.
Simply because I don't want to put up with why am I trying to get out of it.
All right.
The agreement is when you buy coffee, this was well determined weeks ago, since I'm giving you guys a week's worth of coffee due to a bet, that you get the coffee that you normally get. You can't upgrade because somebody else is buying it. But I won't point that out.
Yeah, good.
I won't point out that you're not the consensus.
Yeah. It's fine. It's Friday.
Text message says, yes, Dylan, tell us now.
God, it's so good. It's so good. I'm so excited. I need music in order to make it happen.
What do you need?
I don't know. We got to try some different ones until I feel it.
Is it exciting? Is it?
Oh, it's... No, that's not going to do it.
That's one of your favorites.
It's not... It's a good music, but not for what I'm... Not for what I'm holding on to.
How about this?
No. No, I like this as well.
Okay, yeah.
But not for what I have today. No, jeez, I'm sorry. That one's too frantic.
That's a fun one.
I know it's fun, but I don't know if my news is as fun as that.
This is more of a what's going on in Pepper's head kind of music.
Yeah, that's what I feel when I hear that. What's going on up there? No.
Carnival.
Your carnival, okay.
No, that's like we're going for a march.
Ants marching.
Yeah.
Happy International Women's Day, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Women.
No, Pepper, I need something different. No, I'm sorry. It's got to be like more.
We're gonna run out of time, Dylan.
I know, more. No, like exciting, like.
Epic.
Oh, epic would be good.
Oh, there you go.
That would work.
Okay.
That would absolutely work for the news I have. Are you guys ready?
Text message says, is it a date situation? Does it have anything to do with Cam? That's from Jared.
Cam, I don't know how the date went last night.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with that?
No, because Cam was supposed to, I waited up like mum to like 10:45. Thanks a lot, Cam. I was up all night waiting for an update. So I don't know if that means great things. Okay. I have no idea what it means, but Cam had to race off to hockey, and in once he got off the ice, he just texted me and he said, "Sorry, I was on the ice."
Yeah.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Sorry? You take that long and that's all you have for me is sorry?
I know.
Yeah.
All right. So it was disappointing, really.
All right.
Okay, well, the music's gone now.
Well, he was going to start to go off on a thing about Cam. You want
the music.
Okay. No. There you go.
Yesterday, at 10 o'clock last night, while waiting up for Cam, I got a text message. I got a text message from somebody you guys all might remember. from a little thing called Gems June.
They're getting married?
Oh, my goodness.
It's just a picture of her engagement ring. And what a ring.
I know, it's like
Holy
a BMW.
Christ.
Wow. Really?
Wow.
So Jem is getting married.
And because of you.
To the guy that I picked.
Wow.
Well, everybody needs to know that now.
And the thing she wrote to me was the thing she said after the very first date. She phoned me and said, just call me Mrs. Sholak.
You can finally say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
that was the very first thing out of her mouth on her drive home.
And she begged you not to say that on the air.
Yes.
It sounded so weird at the time.
She knew after that date that he was the one and that they were forever.
Wow.
And now they are forever.
That's incredible. And what timing, right?
That's obviously what I said.
Yes.
I said, I got to say this. I got to tell people tomorrow. That's my reputation.
While we are trying to get Cam to meet. Jem was Dylan's friend from a couple of years ago. How long has it been? Do you remember?
I think 3.
Okay.
Maybe.
And he did the exact same thing he's doing with Bachelor Cam now. And within, I think it was the second week, I'm guessing.
Maybe 2, yeah.
Jem was going on these walking dates. He found this guy named Chris. Everybody at his work told him he's a great guy. He said, okay, let's get him to go on a walk. Before they'd even finished the walk, she knew. And that's when she said to you, just call me Mrs.
Cholak.
And they, you know, they were happy. They dated for a while. They moved in together. And now he proposed.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I was so pumped for her last night.
Yeah.
But more pumped because I was able to get love for her. I mean, that's amazing.
Of course.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah. I had so many questions about how much that ring was. Uh-huh. Because it's so big.
It's big, yeah.
But I was just so happy for them. And I mean, I he's such a great guy. And it's from the day I met him, I was just like, he's perfect.
Yes.
He's such a good dude.
Oh, well, you are definitely then a one for one with these matchups.
Cam, don't let me down.
Okay, the pressure's really on you now.
Right?
So Cam went on a date last night and then he went and played hockey?
Or ref hockey or something. Yeah, he was on the he went on a date to the rink. He had to race to the rink. I don't know how long the date went because
he did not go on a date at the rink.
No.
He went on a date and then went to the rink.
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
I don't know how long the date went. I don't know if it went well. I don't know. Like, I'm very interested. I'm waiting for Erin this morning to let us know when she's ready to talk about the date.
Okay.
So when she's up and ready to talk, we'll talk to her. Then we'll talk to Cam. We'll figure out if yesterday is, in fact, another match made in heaven.
Dylan's strutting with a little bit of more confidence here this morning.
Oh, it feels pretty good.
Cam, he's got that magic touch.
Pretty pumped this morning.
Well, it's worth saying congratulations to Jem and Chris.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But more so, congratulations to you, Dylan.
Thank you.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
So what is the etiquette here? When can I message Jem and say congratulations? Do I have to wait to hear from her, or can I say that Dylan told me? Or are you not supposed to tell anybody?
No, I made sure to check with her.
You're okay with
and
that?
She says all family and friends know. And I believe it is on her, she would have put it up.
It's on her Instagram.
Right?
I commented.
It is on her Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So we can reach out independently then.
Yeah.
Our friend Jem, Dylan's friend Jem, who he set up several years ago, got engaged last night. Thursday night, eh?
Yeah, and I didn't get to know how or anything like that.
I was just going to ask, did she tell you how it all went down?
No, I was just so excited. I didn't even get to that.
Okay.
And it was kind of late. I was
you didn't
going to
get
bed.
To that.
No, I was just like, oh my god, like we were just kind of talking about like the fact like that she knew this was going to happen, that it happened on the radio, how wild that was that we were able to find. I just remember how she was just done with men. And
yeah, she was. This was it. This was her last kick at the can, or she was just going to die single, right? That was it.
she leaning
on you to do that,
right? And we sent her on a couple dates, and as soon as she found Chris, she knew. And I just wish that I could have recorded the phone call between us.
Yeah.
That night when she phoned after the date, because she was smitten,
Twitter pated.
Oh my god, yeah, and like joking around using his last name, and it was. And here we go.
You didn't ask how it was done?
No, I should have.
Isn't that the first question you ask?
How did he do it?
Yeah. Robbie, if I called you and said, oh, I just got engaged last night, you'd be like, oh, how'd it happen? That's the first question, isn't it? 917-917, what's the first question you ask when a friend tells you they just got engaged?
To who?
Oh. Yeah, good one.
Okay.
That would be the first one I'd ask.
Well, you should be friend enough to know what the answer is to that, shouldn't you?
Well, with you, you never know.
Okay. Thank you, Robbie.
How did they do it?
How did it happen? How did it all go down?
You know why?
Isn't that the first question?
It didn't matter to me. But I'm just so happy that it did.
Overwhelmed with joy that it doesn't matter.
It did not matter how. Now I'm curious. Now that I've had some time to think about it.
A text message says from Taryn. The first question is, "Let's see the ring." That's not a question. That's a demand.
That is the first thing.
Let's see the ring.
But she sent the ring as the very first thing, knowing that.
As a guy, I don't say, let's see the ring.
Right.
Right? But that just maybe guy ring-buying insecurity?
Maybe.
Right? And thanks to Chris, much more insecure now than ever before, but that's a different thing.
You could have got 1,000 rings for that.
That's a lot of ring right there, isn't it?
So much ring.
I don't know how, you know, and I think Thursday, I know Chris is a big Oilers fan, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Oilers didn't, they lost last night.
Yeah.
Was he still in the mood?
I think it was the night before, though.
Many questions.
I think it happened on the Wednesday.
Oh, it happened Wednesday night.
And by the time she told family, because she has family, obviously, that are still abroad.
Okay.
So by the time I guess everyone knew with the time change I got told I was just excited and text says guys say congrats, women ask how I don't know, so I guess maybe okay. We're different that way.
I would just want to know exactly. So you still don't know how it happened?
No.
Okay. All right.
Not at this point.
Who's this, Robbie?
This is Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Hi.
Oh, so Denise is going back to what it's like. You forgot your cell phone at home, Robbie?
I did today, yeah.
And then realizing, where is it? Where is that point of no return? What's your route, Denise? When did this happen? What do you have?
So it was last week. I drive from Parkland County all the way to the Edmonton Garrison Military Base.
Okay.
That's about an hour.
It takes an hour?
About that, yeah. Holy. Like, especially in the wintertime.
Yep.
Yeah, because I drive 16A to the Henday, and then Henday to 127th onto the Garrison.
So when did you realize you didn't have your phone with you?
When I got on the Henday.
Ooh, so over halfway.
Because usually I listen to you guys every single morning, Monday to Friday,
yep.
And I wanted to text something in, and I was like, where's my phone? And then I looked at the screen on my phone or on my car, and it doesn't show the envelope, it doesn't show the battery power, it doesn't show anything. I was like, oh my God, where is it? What? So I started patting myself down. I look in my purse, I look in my lunch bag, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, are you frigging kidding me? And then I panicked. I was like, what am I going to do? I can't get these text messages. I can't make phone calls. I can't listen to music.
Whole
can't watch
day
videos
is ruined,
on my break.
Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
Ruined.
I understand that.
So then by the time I got to work, we always have like a meeting in the morning, a little powwow with all the workers. And by then I calmed down and I was like, you know what? This might not be so bad. If I got to make a phone call, if I got to call home to check on anything, then I'll use a coworker's phone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I done. At lunchtime, I used the phone on the military base. I called home, make sure everything was okay. Nobody needed anything. I didn't have to stop in the store on the way home. And yeah, it was great.
It's how we did it in the old days, Dylan.
You liked it in the end.
I do.
The hardest part.
I can't commit to not having a phone for more than an hour.
Exactly. Like driving home that day, it was really nice not having a phone. I should do this more often. And then the next morning, I got to remember not to forget my phone. I'm never putting myself through that again.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most amazing achievement is not getting through the day without your phone and how sad of a commentary that is, but it's figuring out how to call people and call back home without having the number because it's stored in your phone. And we don't know anybody's numbers anymore.
It's true.
I know. That's funny you say that because I was trying to call my father-in-law because my in-laws, we live with our in-laws, and you think I could figure out his phone number?
No,
I kept dialing the three first wrong numbers.
Yes,
right.
Not a
and
chance.
I'm like, this number isn't in service. I'm like, what do you mean? He pays his phone bill.
Yeah. I try and figure out how to get an Uber to bring my phone to me, but I can't do it because I don't have my phone to get an Uber, Dylan.
I understand.
Well, tough. That's pretty good of you. Good for you. Thank you very much, Denise.
Yeah, I just want to say hi to Megan because I used to work with her mom, Sue, when she worked there, and she was amazing.
Awesome.
Every time she comes in, we give big hugs to her, and I miss her.
Hi, Denise.
Yay.
See ya. Have a great morning.
Okay, thanks, guys.
See you later. Text message says, I've never met Jem, but I've followed her on Instagram for a long time. Her love story is so cute. I'm so happy for her. She seems like such a sweet soul.
And
way to go, King Cupid Dylan.
Yeah!
Where did he propose? Do you know anything about that?
In Edmonton, I imagine, but I don't know that for sure.
And Heather says, the question is always, after the excitement, the first question is, when is the wedding, is the first question, not how did he do it.
Didn't ask that either.
So you don't know nothing except that you were successful.
That's not, but I was just excited. I was just so happy for her. That's it. I didn't have a lot of questions.
Well, that's true, sincere feelings.
Yeah. Like, I was just like pumped. I'm like, oh, that's so amazing. Like, I just was so happy because I knew how in love she was. And that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's just so wonderful that they found each other. And it just was good timing with our current bachelor, Cam.
Well, it's a lot better than getting the "we broke up, you better let Cam know it doesn't last forever" call.
Right,
that's a better one to get. So Cam did go on a date last night with Aaron last night. So with Aaron last night, so that was date number two. We'll find out how that goes. Dylan will give us a timeline once he has that figured out. Plus, we have a race car driver who wants to date Cam, right?
Yeah.
That's at 7:25. We meet her this morning.
You got it.
Her name is Jody. She drives a race car.
That is awesome.
We'll find out more coming up.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
You know how you had your good wedding news today, Dylan?
Yeah.
Your friend Jem, who you helped matchmake with Chris a couple of years ago. They got engaged, last night or the night before?
Yeah.
They are now fully engaged, madly in love, living together. We knew. Congratulations to them. I've got my own special wedding information coming up.
You finally set a date.
Nope. Something completely different and not nearly as good, Dylan.
Okay.
But speaking of love connections, let's go.
He's handsome and tall. Yes, he's a good catch. He wants kids and a family. Could you be his match? It's Cam. He's a real sexy man. We'll find love if we can. For Bachelor Cam.
So date number two happened last night.
Yes.
It was Cam, our eligible bachelor for the month of March, Dylan's quest to find eternal love for a second time. Could it be Cam and Aaron?
Let's hope.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, good morning.
The well-spoken Aaron.
Elementary music teacher, works at a dance studio.
Yep.
And they went out on a date last night to a pub.
Mm-hmm, a brewery, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is pretty cool.
Did you just get sloshed?
I mean, some of them were pretty strong.
Okay. Well, you gotta be careful.
We had a couple flights.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know where to start here. How long was the date?
Yeah, I have no idea, because Cam is supposed to call me after the date.
You had to go straight to hockey, huh?
He went right to hockey. I didn't hear from him until 10 o'clock. I'm so tired.
Just waiting up for him.
I know, waiting up for Cam.
Yeah.
It was about 2.5 hours.
Okay.
Wow.
There was an Oilers game, if I'm not mistaken, on around the same time that the date started, correct?
No, it was ending toward, last period would have been when the date
started.
It was
started. The last period, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So was Cam distracted? Were you distracted? Was that not a distraction?
It was not a distraction. It was on, but... Yeah, neither of us were watching it.
Okay,
so.
good.
Mm-hmm. How did you like Cam, I guess, is the first question. Because, remember, everyone's going in here kind of blind. You saw one picture of him. You heard him on the air. And we heard yesterday from some of his friends or hockey guys that said that he's better than what he's portraying himself on air, which we all can't believe.
We're slow playing Cam.
So what was your take of Cam?
He's great. I think he's wonderful. He's very genuine. He's kind. He's funny. We laughed a lot. I think, he's a wonderful guy.
You enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, I had a great time.
And you knew the rules. He can't say he wants to see you again. Yes. He can't give you his phone number. Okay, so don't take that personally if that didn't win that, because that didn't happen. Although the rule is also, if he wants to see you and marry you, he can say that.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay, but nothing in between, oddly enough. It's
okay,
weird.
Perfect.
Okay,
right.
Yeah.
So it was a wonderful... How did the night end?
What do you mean? Like...
Did he walk you to a car? Was there a hug? Yeah. What because the first date, he never hugged. He did, I think I might have screwed him up with the rules, but I don't know.
No.
How did it end?
We did hug, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he hugged me, yeah.
Good squeeze, I know, long cool. hug, wherever the hands on the back. A hug can say a thousand different things.
It can,
Dylan.
Absolutely.
All right.
Oh, okay. It was kind of a side-ish hug, I guess.
Ah,
okay. Yeah, you know, with a...
That's a gotta-get-out-of-here hug.
Well, he was like going to hockey.
Yeah, was it? Did you feel rushed because he had a big hockey match later?
No, not rushed. I mean, he did have to go, but that was fine.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
You are a foot, I believe, shorter than him?
Yes, he's tall.
Right?
Yeah.
He is really tall.
Yes, yeah.
Did you notice, like, was that a bad thing being, because I was thinking about you guys in a picture, like, he would have to almost lean down.
Yeah, I think that would be great.
Okay, perfect. You liked it?
I can stand. I don't mind standing on my tippy toes. I can do it.
Is this nice. A Cam is tall or is this an Aaron is short?
A little of both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A little of both. Erin, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say she's very short, but she is short.
What
and
are you,
Cam is very tall.
What are you, 5'11", 5'3", 4'2"? What are you there?
5'4".
5'4"?
Yeah,
standard.
5'4".
That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting
to 5'4".
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's kind of fun sometimes. They go on another step.
Yeah.
And you're face to face, like being with a totally different person.
Yeah, but you're 5'11 and he's 6'4.
Right. Okay. Well, two steps then. I don't know. So you sounded like when you said, yeah, he's great. He's funny. We had a good time. That's I would definitely see him again vibe that I'm getting. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. All
did
right.
you, okay, immediately following the date, you called the girlfriend and said?
We have so much in common.
Okay.
We have similar family dynamics. And I think the best thing for me personally is we both love to host parties and games nights and then absolutely destroy anyone who comes over to compete games
night. Wow. Competitive games night.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Right?
What's your game of choice on games night?
Honestly, like, I'm a big Mario Kart girl.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. I also love this game called Salad Bowl. It's kind of made up, but I get a little aggressive.
Okay.
So you
in the best way possible.
Okay. So, you're all in on seeing him again. Of course, he couldn't say anything like that. One of the other things was that, if I'm not mistaken, I want to use the word significant, but a larger age gap in this one.
Correct.
Right?
36 and 29.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And did you notice that in any way or just didn't even draw attention to it? Couldn't even tell.
Yeah, honestly, not at all. I have lots of friends. Actually, two of my best friends are 26 and 27, and I have lots of friends different ages. It's just a number to me. I couldn't tell at all.
Were you glowing when you got home? Did you find it hard to fall asleep?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Now you sent a picture and you've left this out and I don't know why about the beer thing. So, I mean, why don't you tell the guys the sign that could be?
Oh,
okay. So we got two flights and we just told the server, like, you pick them for us and we're excited to try them out, make them all different, unique. So one of them was the White Wedding White Pastry Stout. So I did bring the card home, yeah.
Yeah. You put that beside your bed.
So that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Oh, a clue on things to come.
Yeah, we also had one called a lullaby, but you'll have to ask Cam about that one.
Okay, let me write that down. Ask Cam about a lullaby.
Wow, look at you guys go.
So all in all, it was a great date. You had a wonderful time.
It was,
time. You'd love to see him again.
It was
that's
great.
Amazing. And the thing about the age, too, and I'm, you know, I'm 9 years older than my fiance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So, like, here's the way I look at it.
Okay.
When you find true love and you know you've met your person, look at the bright side. You won't be the lonely one when you die.
You know what? Yeah. We both have grandparents in their late 90s, too. So we were like, okay, we're in this for a long time, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, good genes.
We're going to be here for a long time.
He'll just be in it about 10 years longer than you. Okay.
Great.
All right. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to hear if we hear from Aaron again. So that's Cam dated Aaron last night. Yeah, who was it the day before? I'm losing count.
Jessica?
Track. It was
Jessica's going to be on Sunday? Saturday?
You Taylor? Can't even remember.
Taylor was yesterday. Yeah, Taylor and
And a race car driver he goes on a date with this weekend as well.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Jody, and we meet her later on this morning in about
you
an hour
it.
Or so. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's had two great dates so far.
This is good.
Which can either be good or bad.
I've added a new rule in, and I'll let him and you know about it.
Okay.
Coming up.
Okay, so we'll visit with Cam and get his thoughts on the date.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
I just spoke with Aaron, who went on a date with Cam last night.
Yep.
And Aaron, who's how many years older? 6 years older? 7 years older than Cam?
She's 36. He's 29. So right. We'd say seven.
Oh, okay, 7 years older. And you had a good question a while ago. And I can't remember why it came up. It wasn't on the air. I think it was because of Bob Saget's widow is dating again.
Yeah.
Is that right?
A year after,
is that what it was?
Was?
It was,
yeah.
A year later?
Oh, really? Yeah.
And you said, how cool, what would I be cool with?
Yeah.
Because my fiance's, you know, like almost 9 years older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
What would I be cool with?
Like, how long would you want her to wait?
Well, I don't know how cool I am with the consensus being I'm going to go first.
We don't know that for sure.
I'm going first, Dylan.
But it's a lot of years with you guys.
Yeah, I'm going way, I'm way going first.
Yeah, so I was just curious as to what you would be, what would feel comfortable for you?
If you had
the knowledge.
Like, if I, like staring down from heaven.
Hell. Staring up.
Staring up,
yeah.
From hell.
Yeah.
And just looking up and going like, I don't know if I approve of this.
Right.
That seemed a little quick.
Right.
I know that the right thing now to say is, well, as long as they're happy, then I'm going to be happy.
No, that's...
I don't want her to be happy with my replacement.
No. You don't have to lie.
No?
We're not here for lies.
I think it depends on how old I am when it happens.
Okay. And also, I think how they died.
Ah, that would be big.
Right? The Bob Saget one, I think it was hard for me because...
It was such a shock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A year later, and she's out and about.
Right.
Yeah. But then again, do you shut off your world? It's hard. I'm happy for her because she was able to do it.
Here's a better question. Would you rather it be somebody you both knew? Or somebody she met after you? Or he, vice
after.
Versa.
Yeah, after.
You don't want to know that it's like Chubbs or Nubs or anything like that, Robbie?
It depends. You know, then you well, I'd be dead.
Okay.
But, yeah, you feel like, oh, there must have been something going on before.
There's a lot of hypotheticals that we have to consider here, Robbie, so
right.
Don't get caught up on the nuanced details. Yeah.
I guess.
Right. Okay, so it would be, you know, was there a spark there before?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'd worry about from the grave.
Or were they such support?
Like, if your fiance ended up with Robbie, wouldn't you be like, wait a second?
Yeah.
You'd haunt us.
Yeah. Then if it was somebody that was a total stranger, I'd be like, hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You don't need to go find somebody else. You had the best, you know?
Yeah.
Ish. Well, because I'm kind of looking at that, too. I don't want to get too morbid down the road here, but, like, so my parents live in this retirement community, right?
Yeah.
This, like, retirement apartment building, and it's all quite social, and everybody kind of knows each other. But what also happens is, and I didn't know this, a lot of people gossip about one another, so there's a lot of widows and widowers in this
There's
building.
A lot of hooking up.
And there is some hooking up going on and some dating. And I just, I wonder if, like, are you a product of your community and the fact that most of them don't leave that building, right? Like, mm-hmm. That building has everything you need to really never go outside.
Right.
So is that, like, what your selection is once you start to get lonely, like, right? Like,
right.
Your partner passes.
But I think that's a pretty good selection.
Right, and then you kind of look around and go, okay, so I've got to choose somebody from here. Half of them are still together. The other half aren't. They're all widows or widowers in this situation. So I guess I'll try this one. And then what if that one doesn't work out? You try another one down the hall?
Yeah, like, but at that age, aren't you just looking for someone to play bridge with?
Like companionship for the most part?
Yeah. Someone to have a chat with.
Yeah.
My grandpa died a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
I think he made it to 94, I believe.
Okay.
And he was having
a
good time.
Was he really?
My mom says he was loving it at the end.
Like he was dating a lot of people?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, my great-grandpa, too. He was the player of the nursing home. We'd walk around. They'd just all be like, hi, James.
And it was everybody in the nursing home?
Yeah.
There was a lot of singles.
It was
so
crazy.
Was any drama created?
They all... It's almost like they liked sharing.
Okay.
It was kind of weird.
Yeah, we've heard from before people who work in like a senior's home.
Yeah.
And they say that there's a lot of...
It can get a little wild at times.
A lot of STDs.
Okay.
Yeah,
like spikes in elderly...
Yeah.
It's like one of the number one places, I think.
It's a hard thing to wrap your head around, you know?
Gonorrhea.
Maybe you
it
shouldn't
just keeps
be wrapping
going.
It around your head then. I don't know. But I can see that, though, that a lot of partners would be like, yeah, no, I like sharing because I've done the exclusive for 49 years.
Right.
For 58 years, I was married to the same person. I don't mind sharing this one and having my own space for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the best is when they have their grandchildren come in, right? And then they get to show them off. Like, I swear my great-grandpa used me, man.
Yeah.
To pull in the ladies.
You think so?
Like, hey, can you... He would. He'd tell me. He'd
like a
go
cute
over...
puppy at the dog park.
Yeah, he's like, go over to that table right there and give her this note. And I'm like, okay.
This is my great-granddaughter doing crafts with me right now. Isn't she adorable?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
They work it.
Must have been before your emo phase.
Okay.
And all their available environment just continues to shrink.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
So, and that's all that, that's their pool that they have to draw from?
Oh, yeah.
Whew.
But that's awesome. Don't you think? Don't you think?
Yeah.
That's why
I think...
I'm not so worried when everyone, like, to settle down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone's like, oh, well, you're going to be alone when you're older. It's like, no. Look at that. People are even elderly people,
right?
But also, what's wrong with liking being alone?
Right.
Sometimes it's just very comfortable.
It is.
Right?
It's addicting.
Yeah. With all your options right down the hall, though, it's quite
convenient. There's so many options.
Oh, yeah.
It's the most convenient time to date, Dylan.
That's
right?
The thing,
you
yeah.
all live in the same building.
I guess. Oh, could you imagine Pepper? Someone knocks on his door, next thing you know.
Well, it's just love. The next version of, like, work was the next version of school. Where else are you supposed to meet somebody? You meet them at work. When the retirement center is just the next version of work.
I guess.
They're right there. They're right falling in my lap.
Oh, boy.
How easy is this? I don't even have to put shoes on to date anymore? Fantastic.
Literally. And then they share their Jello with you?
Yes.
Aw.
See?
Goals.
Yeah. Much easier to be sweet as well.
Yeah, I guess.
When are we talking to Cam, Dylan?
Anytime. We can get him on the phone.
He's
going to
go anytime.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, and we'll talk to his new date, Jody, who's the race car driver coming up. Okay, well, we'll have Cam at some point before 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
This is Tetley on the phone. Hi, Tetley.
Hi.
Let's give Tetley name of the day, right?
Oh yeah.
Tetley, name of the day. There we go.
It's the name of the day.
But Tetley was listening a segment or two ago, Dylan, that you could not say anatomy to save your life.
I had a hard time.
Right.
Anatomy. Anatomy.
You keep saying autonomy.
Autonomy. I can say autonomy, no problem. Anatomy. Right. Anatomy.
Tetley, turn your radio down if you could for a second.
Sorry.
Because Tetley has a challenge with a word. And you're how old, Tetley?
I'm 11.
11 years old. We got to nip this in the butt right now. Okay.
What's the word?
I can't say synonym.
Synonym.
Cinnamon.
Well, what are we trying to say? Are we trying to say, like, the spice?
Yeah.
Cinnamon?
Yeah.
Or are we trying to say when two words are similar, they're synonyms?
No, cinnamon.
The spice.
The spice?
Cinnamon?
Do you end up saying synonym?
Boy. Yeah, I end up saying cinnamon.
You don't say anything. It's just a glob that's coming out of your mouth.
It happens to people.
I cannot say
cinnamon. If you slow it down, can you say it, Tedley?
Cinnamon.
Okay, you did it. Okay, do it again.
Yes. Cinnamon.
There you go.
Yeah,
keep going. A little quicker. Keep going.
Yeah. Cinnamon.
There you go.
Cinnamon.
Yay.
Keep going.
Cinnamon.
One more time.
I think we've got it.
Cinnamon.
Hey. Woo! You are welcome, Tetley.
Tetley.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great morning.
You too.
Okay, see ya. Now, good luck trying to spell that damn thing.
Yeah.
Cinnamon.
Double N's.
Who do you think you are with all those N's and M's? Get out of here. All right, let's meet Jody.
He's handsome and tall. Yes, he's a good catch. He wants kids and a family. Could you be his match? It's Cam. He's a real sexy man. We'll find love if we can. For Bachelor Cam.
Dylan, you try it. Anatomy.
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 Anatomy. Anatomy. Anatomy. Anatomy. It's when I read it, I can't. Yeah. Anatomy.
Hi, Cam. Or no,
no,
not Cam.
This is Jody.
Sorry, this is Jody. Yeah, Cam's coming
good
later.
Good morning, Jody.
Sorry about that. Hi, Jody.
Good morning.
Okay, so Jody, when does Jody date Cam?
Jody and Cam go to Vies for Pies for a peanut butter pie on Sunday at 12:30.
Who cares if he stands you up? That pie is delicious.
It's so good, Jody.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Okay. Tell us about yourself. You're the race car driver, right, Jody?
Yes, I am.
So what do you mean by you're a race car driver?
Well, my dad started racing a while ago. Actually, he's always been into cars, and it's just me and my sister. There's no boys in the family. So I definitely took a quick liking to it and flew down to California, got my license, bought a car, and started racing, and then just kind of upgraded my license. And recently, well, a couple years ago before COVID, got my license in a top alcohol dragster, which on average goes about 270 miles an hour in the quarter mile.
Miles per hour?
What is that in kilometers?
Yeah. So many?
It's like over 400.
What?
Yeah.
For fun?
Yeah, for fun.
First of all, did you know that you need a license to be a race car driver?
It makes sense. That's good.
I thought it was the one place where it's like, hey, man, you shouldn't have a license. Go ahead.
400 kilometers?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
So you drive is it those top fuel, funny car, Saturday, like one of those things? And the parachute comes out the back and the whole deal?
Yeah. Wow. Yep, that's exactly
it. Why aren't you taking Cam on a date in one of those?
434 kilometers per hour is 270 miles. That's unbelievable.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they're only a one-seater, so it's a little tight in there.
If the first date goes well, you can sit on your lap, right?
Wow.
So, and you've been doing that since you're how old?
I got into it in my early 20s, few years.
Right. Excellent. That's really, really interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I could never do it in a million years. That sounds terrifying. Is it terrifying?
I mean, sometimes, but I think you're just so busy thinking about everything else going on.
Like, it's over before you know it. You don't even notice that you've done it. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Thinking about not dying. That's really the whole process.
So a quarter mile going that fast, it lasts how long?
About 5 seconds.
Yay!
That's Cam breathing a sigh of relief.
Forever.
It's embarrassing.
Right? 37 years old. No, yes, no. She has a cat. Likes fastball, golf, race car driving. Likes hockey. Her ideal date would be dinner and a hockey. Unfortunately, you're going for pie. It's not your ideal date. And has wonderful eyebrows, might I add.
Yes, I need to know, what kind of gel do you use, or do you use like the soap?
You know what? I've used both. Yeah. But right now I'm using the soap.
Well, how are they not blowing off is my question. How does she still have them?
I don't know.
Okay, so that sounds like a pretty wide variety, a decent mix of interesting things that you will have no shortage of things to talk about. What are you looking for in a guy?
I think, I've tried the online dating thing. I mean, it's harder as you get older to find someone that you're compatible with, that is on the same page as you. And so I think I'm just looking for someone that kind of complements my life already. I am a very independent person, but it would be nice to, have someone to go golfing with when I want to, or whatever the case may be. So I think it's definitely nice to have someone that shares similar interests.
Do you like traveling? I mean, Cam's big into traveling now.
Yeah, Dylan, 15 seconds at a time.
Woo!
I do. Obviously, with racing, I have been able to travel a lot, mostly in the States. But, I've gone to everywhere from North Carolina to California. Right. I will say I do not like flying. I'm a baby when it comes to flying.
That kind of travel is terrifying.
Adamant!
Wow, okay.
But I know that's the only way to get where I want to go. So.
Well, no, you could drive your car.
Yeah, it's probably quicker than most planes. Are you worried that 37 and 29, does that worry you at all?
No, I don't think so. I've dated younger men before, and I think just as long as the maturity level's there, I'm not looking for someone that is going out partying every night of the week and, stuff like that. So I think as long as the maturity level is there, they have a good job, which it sounds like Cam does.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's fine.
All right. Have you been heartbroken before?
Yeah, probably.
Did you think you had Mr. Right and something went wrong?
I think that, that definitely happens in your life. You are in a relationship and you think it's going well, and then it just kind of implodes.
Yeah.
I think that happens to everyone. Well, you have high hopes.
Look at it this way, Jody. They all implode. Until they don't.
Right, that's true.
You don't know that you're internally happy until the day you die. And you're like, that was the one. Okay.
Jody, if I was to ask your friends and say, why is Jody single, what would they say?
That's a good question. I think that, I'm very independent, and I think a lot of the times with men, at first they're like, that's a good thing, and I'm not super emotional, I'm not clingy, and I think at the beginning they all think all these things are great, but then sometimes it's like, you know, they want the damsel in distress. Like, I'm not going to call a guy to change my tire, or, you know, if there's a mouse in the house. Like,
but
this
more importantly,
stuff.
Can he call you to change his tire?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I just, yeah, I think that maybe my independence is kind of maybe a turnoff sometimes to men, or the fact that I'm just very, like, strong-willed.
But that's not to say you wouldn't make time. It's just you don't need to be cared for
exactly,
in the way that some guys might think. Honestly, though, if and I don't know how handy Cam is, but if Cam doesn't know how to change a tire or change his oil, is that a turnoff for you, given that you work around cars so much?
I just think, like, I think that in my head, I'm like, oh, men should just be born knowing how to change a tire. Like, you know, they should know how to throw a baseball, that sort of stuff.
It's hard
but
to
I
do.
Get everyone... I get everyone doesn't, you know, come from the same background as I do, and that's fine. But I would assume, Cam, growing up on a farm, usually farm boys know how to change tires and do that sort of handiwork. So I think we'll be okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I bet you if Cam just looked at the car, right, it would change itself.
that's a good point. Jody, we're going to put you on hold in a second because somebody texted in a question that you might be interested in. They're wondering if you'd be willing to do something that's not related to this. So we're done this conversation, just hang on the line, okay?
Okay.
Here's the thing. Cam has had two dates now, and they both have, and again, Cam is not allowed to say whether he wants to see them again or exchange a phone number. That's Dylan's rule. So when you go on a date with him, if he does that, don't take offense to it. That's part of the rule. But both of the women that he's dated that we've talked to have both said they would love to see him again.
Right.
You being a competitive race car driver, that's going to get your engine revving. Are you like, you just wait until I date him?
I mean, yeah, I'm a very competitive person by nature. Anything I do, I'm very competitive at it. But then again, I'm also not going to force something. So if it's not there on either end, I wouldn't just continue on just to, you know, be a part of a competition and take away something from someone else.
Okay. Good answer.
Yeah, really good answer.
Good answer. Do you drive fast just in your regular car?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do. Yeah. And every time I go to the registry office, I owe probably $6,000 or $7,000.
Oh!
Red flag or checkered flag, maybe a green flag. I don't know.
It's all flags. Okay. Hang on, Jody. Good to talk to you. When is the date? It's on Sunday?
Sunday, and they're going to Vive for pies.
Very
and you
nice.
Got to get the peanut butter pie. You guys share that, and love will happen.
Okay, love it. Can't wait.
Okay. And also, Jody, it should be known, because Dylan, you mentioned this earlier, but it's been a minute. Dylan first started doing this a few years ago for his friend, Jem, who was much like you and everybody else, sick and tired of the online dating scene, couldn't find anybody and was ready to give up. And he ended up having success. It was in the month of May. It took about 2 weeks. And finally, a date she went on. She thought, I found the guy. What was the news from yesterday, Dylan?
She got engaged.
So the bar and the expectations for this date with Cam are very, very high, Julie. All right.
Okay. Noted.
All right. Hang on a second. You can still enter at kiss97.com. We've still got to get Cam's take, maybe after 8 o'clock probably, Dylan.
Yeah. We'll talk to Cam.
Last night's date went. And we'll find out how this one goes. So there's a date tonight with who, and then Saturday with who?
Abby. And then Jessica's on Saturday, and then we have Jody on Sunday. I'm still... potentially squeezing in one more on Saturday, but give me a moment.
Okay.
Give me a moment to figure it out.
You can still enter at kiss97.com. So we'll have a lot of catching up to do on Monday and Tuesday as well.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
It's unfair to say that Dylan likes to not work. Because when he's working, he's working.
Heck yeah.
This dating bachelor Cam for the month of March, the program you have set up for him, for his dates, the ideas you have to find him ultimate love, this is a full-time job for you.
Absolutely, and I love every minute of it, and it gave me so much more energy for it.
Yeah.
Yesterday when I got a phone call or a text message from my friend Jem, who got engaged.
And that's where I was going,
Which is just, I got so much more excitement now.
For those that have listened to the show for a while, you may remember the name of Jem. She ran the bagel place. What was the bagel place name?
The Bagel Bar.
Her whole life has gotten better since you introduced her to Chris.
Absolutely.
Right? And you did it in the same way you're doing with Cam. Like, her bagel bar is now even bigger success.
She's opened up a little storefront store. It's the best bagel in the city.
And last night, so if you listened 3 years ago and you got to know Jem, 3 years, 2 years, whatever it was.
Two or three, I can't remember.
She got engaged last night to that same fella that Dylan introduced to her during something very similar to what we're doing with Cam. So Dylan's got une magic touch.
Maybe, I'm hoping.
So we'll talk with Cam after 8 o'clock. He had another date last night. And we've got another dater lined up? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Dylan,
there's one
too
more.
Hard on
this. Yes, one more. Then they'll join around 8:40 this morning. Her name, Paige.
We'll give you the code word in a second here for the $20,000 sound. But Sylvia is here. We have an open standing invitation on this show. It's Sylvia, right, Robbie?
Yeah. It is. Yes.
Hi, Sylvia. Who, if you see something, like you're scrolling on Instagram, you're online, Instagram reads your thoughts. It did it to me the other day when I was thinking about an ottoman, Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the glass coffee table. The dog licks it. It's got lick stains all over it.
Okay.
I want to get rid of the glass coffee table and get one of those ottomans, you see?
Yeah.
How comfortable does that sound?
It's okay.
Thinking about it. Didn't bring it up with anybody.
Okay.
My Instagram was full of ottoman ads.
Okay. I don't know.
But so our Instagram gets flooded with things, right? All sorts of different things that we're interested in. I think this first started, Dylan, because you didn't know whether or not you should buy Vessi shoes.
Yes.
And then ultimately our audience said, absolutely, they're worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I bought that giant beanbag chair and it should be coming any day now.
It's not going to come any moment.
But I bought one of those wallets with the AirTag tracker and it was a piece of crap. So we don't want to get screwed.
Mm-hmm.
So we need other people. And you read those, the reviews. You can't trust the reviews anymore because people get paid to write these reviews now. So you've only got word of mouth to trust. So, Sylvia, where are you seeing it, first of all? On Instagram?
Instagram,
okay,
yes.
All right. What are you? We also heard Ruggables are worth it, by the
way. They are, yeah. I got
They're
one.
They're expensive. You did get a Ruggable as well? Ruggables are indeed worth it.
Those are the ones you can wash in the washing machine?
Yeah.
Yeah, they look neat.
The Our Place?
Those are at Costco now, too.
The Ruggables?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's that brand, but...
The same idea.
Came up on my Costco thing. It's washable rugs. Yeah.
The Our Place pan. I don't know if any. Selena Gomez attached her name to it.
The only pan or whatever.
The only pan.
Yeah.
Was it called the only pan?
The only pan. Let me tell you that the only pan is good looking.
Nah.
But not good cooking.
Right.
The Always Pan.
That's what it was called. Yeah, the Always Pan. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so that's one that I'm on the fence about. So Sylvia, what do you need? What do you need advice on? Is this any good on Instagram?
Very good. It is the You Like Air 3. It's a laser hair removal little system thing. Like an at-home laser hair removal.
Uh-huh.
And all the women in all the ads look so happy and hairless.
Of course they do.
Oh my God.
They look like sheep before they got the thing. Okay.
Right.
All right.
So it's like $330 U.S. Or you can, there's a discount code or better.
Today for Women's Day, it's $260.
See, good thing you waited. It is. Okay.
But if you get their email or you put your email in, then it's actually only $250.
Right.
US.
Always that sign up for the newsletter discount.
Yes,
right?
For 10 more extra dollars off. But it's still $250 US. And
it's a lot of money.
I need to know if it works.
Right. And if it doesn't work, does it even arrive at your doorstep? Beanbag chair?
Well, it does have a 90-day return policy, which is free.
Oh, yeah. They have a 90-day return policy.
Right.
Exactly.
That was like the wallet place. 100% guaranteed that we won't ever respond to you. Okay. I can say that I haven't seen that one in particular.
Okay.
Dylan,
really?
I don't imagine you're researching hair removal. That's already been well researched.
Oh. Still have a hairy back, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ease up.
You could use it on there.
Let's see if anybody has seen this. Has anybody
people have seen
the
it's all over my Insta,
it.
TikTok. It's everywhere.
Yeah. A lot of people are hesitant, they're saying, though. So they're just like you. It would be great if we could hear from somebody that's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems pretty expensive.
Yeah. I mean, it's way cheaper than paying for the sessions.
Right.
But it's still...
They can't let you use a laser at home, can they?
Apparently they can.
That seems wild.
Got some cooling technology thingy so that it's not actually hot on your skin.
My mom had one when I was younger.
But
it was a different brand, but looking at it, it looks identical to what it was.
Is your mom hairless?
Well, here's the thing. You can smell the burning hair.
Oh!
That's
no,
the only
you
thing.
First you have to shave, though. You have to shave.
Which is
and
so
then
confusing.
Get it
to
down
me.
To the stubble. Brittany says at-home laser removal systems are all garbage and they do not work well. Wasn't there a sponsorship years and years
yes.
and years ago?
Dylan yeah. and I did it.
And, that they, I don't know why that they were no. like of all the shows that in Edmonton that need to get rid of excess hair, it's that Dylan guy.
Yes.
And Robbie, what was it called?
Was it the No No?
Yeah, the No No. Now it wasn't laser hair removal, was it?
No, I don't. I remember it not being awesome.
It was no good?
No good. Yeah.
I think it was similar technology. It was just like the older technology of this.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. We're getting they do not work well at all.
Yeah, because my mom, it ended up not working. And then I tried to use it because, you know, I wanted to be like my mom. So right. I was using it on my little like 8-year-old peach fuzz. But it didn't work as much as you would think.
8-year-old peach fuzz. So that was 16 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, technology has changed a great deal nowadays, right?
Right.
Because this is
I would hope.
Full on laser, right? I have a different brand. It reduces the amount of hair, but not fully eliminates it. What area of the old body are you looking at getting rid of here?
My legs.
Your legs? You just are sick and tired of shaving your legs?
Oh my gosh, yes. Yes, it's tiresome. And now I'm going on holidays, and I have to grow them out so that I could wax them before. And so it's been like 6 weeks, and it's awful.
Yeah. You look like a Yeti over there.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
We're getting a lot of people that have tried some at-home version of laser hair removal and are saying it doesn't work like it does when you go to the appointment. So.
Save yourself the $300 Canadian.
That's what it sounds like.
But it's
all right,
not going
to
be great.
I will just go to the sessions then.
Yeah.
Betcha Amazon has like a version.
For way
That's
cheaper.
Like way cheaper.
I've looked it up, yeah.
And I just, such an easier return policy, too.
Right? Yeah.
All right.
Sounds like you need to go to the professionals.
Love you. Sorry.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much.
Yeah, see you later. That's always happens. That was going to change my life.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
If you want to act like you know what you're talking about for Oscars on Sunday, it's a safe bet. According to betting online sites, Oppenheimer is the odds-on favorite to win Best Picture. So go ahead and watch Oppenheimer. I'm telling you now because you've got to start it now to get it all in before the Oscars starts.
Oh, jeez.
It's good. It's a good movie.
Okay.
Fun fact. You want a fun fact about that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is fact of the year because it's in the movie. The atomic bomb was created as a peace device.
For stalemates?
Yeah, so it's like, oh, well, we better not have war anymore. That thing looks nasty.
Right, that's
that
a cold
war. That
was
the whole idea, was to be like, hey, we've got this weapon here, so no more war.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to mess with this weapon.
Right.
Didn't work out that way. That was kind of the plan that they had.
Gotcha.
It's a good movie. It's an interesting movie.
Okay.
It's your odds-on favorite for the Oscars. We're not doing the three things you need to know right
now. No, we don't have any time.
Cam is ready. He's got an office meeting or a work meeting in a second.
He's handsome and tall. Yes, he's a good catch. He wants kids and a family. Could you be his match? It's Cam. He's a real sexy man. We'll find love if we can.
Okay. He's got to make business happen in 5 minutes, so let's spend 5 good minutes with Cam. Hi, Cam.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Excellent. Cam had a date last night, his second date that Dylan has arranged. He's got 5,000 dates, it sounds like, this weekend.
Plus a haircut, Cam. I got your haircut settled for
Oh, you got my haircut?
Tuesday at 12:30.
Look at you, Dylan.
Let's go. Is that with Cigar?
Yeah, it's with Cigar. Cigar's going to do it.
Love
so,
that.
So, haircut and a beard cut. Do you have a beard right now? I got a because the beard cut.
I got a beard. Yeah. I got a beard,
okay.
Yeah.
He'll make it look slick. Don't worry. But the most important thing here, Cam, is you got a really busy weekend, and you had a date last night, and I know nothing. I waited up late and got nothing from you.
Did you feel bad? Because, Cam, apparently you had a hockey game in like your hockey league late last night?
Yeah, so I kind of lost track of time.
Yeah.
Probably a good sign.
That is a great sign, sure.
And I looked, and I didn't quite map it out on how much time it would take from the brewery to the rink, and I looked, typed it in my car, and I was like, oh, shoot, I'm really late, so panic drive there, got there, and then I'm on the ice with my watch on, and I see your text come through going, did you die? And I started going, Well, this is fun because I can't text back probably for another hour. So cool.
I just sat up pacing my worried mother.
I know.
He was. You should have heard him this morning. He was like, hey, you didn't call me back. How late were you out last night? I haven't heard a thing from him. He's really taken control of your dating life here. But losing track of time on a date, there can be worse things that happen on a date, right?
Absolutely. I think it's a good sign.
So it was Aaron yesterday. So yeah, Taylor the day before. It was Aaron yesterday. Yeah. You spoke glowingly of your date with Taylor, even though you are prevented from saying you would like another one. You are prevented from giving her your phone number. You are prevented from tipping too much of a hat. Dylan has created this entire March Madness dating bracket system for you here. It's very complicated.
It's not, though. Honestly. Okay. So Cam leaves town on Wednesday.
Okay.
And that's why I'm jamming all these dates into a small time. So he's got a date tonight with Abby. Then tomorrow he's got a date with Jessica at noon. And then he's got another date with Paige at 5. They're going to go to the casino downtown together. Then he's got Jody on Sunday. And they're going to go out for Vies for Pies, for peanut butter pie.
We need two Cams.
I know, it's a lot. And then after that, we're going to have Cam narrow it down from those as who he gives the rose to, and then we'll go into a second round.
Okay.
Aw, cute. Right? Then we'll go into a second round, so he'll only be able to choose one, maybe two. I got to figure that out with Megan. Then we'll go into the second round when he gets back from work, and we'll do the next amount of people. And then we're going to narrow it down so we can do it all month long. Cam, I don't know if you heard, but Jem ended up getting engaged, and she's the last person I did this for.
So I did hear... And I'm blown away. I had a text typed out to you being like, yeah, all the pressure's on you now. Like, you're one for one. Let's go two for two.
Yes.
So I was going to apply more pressure, and I go, ooh, you're already working overtime. I don't know. Can Dylan handle all that pressure? Or does he crack?
No, I'm ready.
He's good.
I'm stepping up to it. So, Aaron, last night, give us some details. She didn't – she sounded like she really liked you.
Yeah. So I did buy myself 5 more minutes. I texted my employee. I was like, I'll be five minutes late.
Thank you.
No worries. Aaron's great. We had amazing conversations, really connected, shared a few good laughs. I did listen to her, radio section this morning. I got a good laugh out of how she found a date based on, she brings up the one beer that we did a couple flights. I think she mentioned that. So we had like 8 beers. We're just trying them all. And the one beer she had was named the White Wedding. And it was like a nice like description and everything. And then I had one. So that Lullaby beer she said to ask you about. I figured I'll just address it because it's going to come up.
Okay.
There is a nice stout beer. So a nice dark beer for anyone that doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Liquid Lullaby. And I go, okay, you got to try this one first. And she goes, I'm not going to try that. And I go, well, with the name Liquid Lullaby, now I'm starting to get worried because it was an 11% beer and she would not try it. Mm-hmm. So that's where I was like, okay,
ooh,
as you 11%. Can imagine that. Yeah. Yeah. So I got the enjoyment of a nice dark beer called Liquid Lullaby, which that name can mean a lot of things. You start to overthink that.
Blackout.
But she got the White Wedding beer. The White Wedding beer.
She got the
beer.
White Wedding, and then I'm sitting there with a Liquid Lullaby going, okay, I got to, get to hockey after this, and I have to.
Yeah, right.
Joys of that.
Thank God it wasn't called the Red Wedding. That's a Game of Thrones reference, everybody. Who got it? Megan got it. Megan got Game of Thrones reference. Okay.
I got it.
She spoke glowingly. You're not allowed to say anything, but you had a nice time. Are you being polite in saying you had a nice time, or you truly, genuinely had a nice time? I mean, it went 2.5 hours, apparently, right?
Yeah. So it was like, I'm being genuine. I genuinely had a nice time. Like, I really, really enjoyed the conversation, had some good laughs. We did chuckle over how competitive we both are, and like, we're dying laughing about, Mario Party and stuff, saying how competitive, and like, she's got to be vetted out by my neighbor who always plays as my partner.
Well, yeah, that's what she said.
9 years old, yeah.
That you guys share a lot in common and that you both love having like friends over for games night, and you're both super competitive when you have said games night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, so it could go two ways. It's like if she's my partner and we're competitive together and just run the table and win everything.
Right.
Love that. However, are we going to butt heads? If we're playing games against each other.
Yeah. What's up with the side hug at the end of the night? Is that a sign or is that like a mistake? What happened there?
I think we put so much emphasis on the how I say goodbye now. I was actually really late for hockey. So that's where it was like, okay, good night. Side hug and take off running.
You've got to maximize these opportunities. Dylan's got so many rules on what you can't do on these dates and say had a great time or that you'd want to see them again. You've got to find those little loopholes where you can, and a good, strong, long hug might send a message that you want to send there.
Right.
This is true. Now, tonight I'll be focused in going, okay, this hug is going to be talked about on air on Monday.
It's very possible.
Let's make sure. Yeah.
You got a very busy weekend. I want to ask the question, and was there romantic interest? Was it more friendship vibe? What did you feel?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know how much I can share.
You're breaking your own rules here, aren't you?
Well, I'm just so darn curious because I didn't get to talk to him last night. He hasn't told me anything.
Let him finish this weekend of dates and then start awarding the roses with the rose ceremony.
Apparently we're doing.
Okay.
That would be fun, a live rose ceremony.
So you leave town on Wednesday for work. When are you back?
I'm back Sunday, so I'll be back in town on Monday morning.
When is the rose ceremony, Dylan?
We're going to have it when he's back in town. That's what will happen. Okay. He's going to get a haircut. I'll send you the schedule for this weekend. It's a big one, Cam. There's a lot to get to. You're going to have a lot of fun, and you're going to meet a lot of wonderful people. Then you'll go away and think about what you've done, and then come back and date a bunch more.
Does this mean applications are closed or still taking applications?
Absolutely not. Okay. Still taking applications.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to filling up your schedule even further.
I love that. You know what? You've given me two great dates so far, and you're working hard. I appreciate it.
No problem. 15 more to come tomorrow. Jesus, a lot of dates. Okay, Cam, thank you very much. Go on, go to work. Okay,
thank you. All right, thanks, guys.
Have a good one. Bachelor Cam, Kiss917.com, of course, the Kiss Edmonton Instagram and Facebook as well. If you want to see Cam, if you want to enter it, like Dylan said, it's not too late to do so. But so he's going to select how many from the first
two?
Just
two from the first round, and then they go to the finals alongside the other ones that we will get to later in the month.
Okay.
Could it be Paige, who we're going to meet coming up?
Oh, this morning?
Yeah, we got another one we got to meet. It's a busy day.
All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
I don't know if we'll have time, but I've got an idea for a game called There's Gotta Be a Better Way.
Okay.
But Dylan's... It's like I almost know what Cam's life is like now. He's got so many dates booked for our Bachelor Cam. We just spoke with him. He had a good date last night with Aaron. And it was Aaron last night, right? I can't keep track. It was Taylor the night before, and it was Aaron last night.
Yes.
And who is it tonight?
It's Abby tonight.
Okay, so where does Paige, who's joining us now, where does she fit in this dating
Paige
schedule?
Paige is Saturday. That's date number two on Saturday.
Okay. Is it better to go near the end or near the beginning of the weekend so that you're the one that gets to make one of the last impressions?
I think so. I think it's a great place. Paige is the second last date, with Jody being the final one on Sunday. They're going to go to the casino downtown.
Oh, is that a good thing or a bad thing, Paige?
It's a great thing. I love a good gambling.
I love a good gambling.
Amen to that. Okay, well, this whole thing is a gamble.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
I like my odds.
You like your odds.
Paige is younger. She's 26 years old. She has no children. She's a behavior analyst working in pediatrics with children with autism. She has no pets. Her friends say she's a great storyteller, occasionally funny, very caring, and an appropriate level of high maintenance. Oilers, girls' night, sports, hiking, shopping, reading, cooking. Those are her interests. And her vices, says right here, sports gambling. So,
There you go. Yeah, a little plus 500, minus 200. She knows all that lingo, huh?
I don't know, yeah.
What does the appropriate level of high maintenance mean?
Oh, that's an excellent question. So, I mean, the outdoors is great. And, like, I'm going to go hiking during the day, but I'm obviously going to come home in a nice bed afterwards. You're going to have some balance with it all.
So you're one for being outdoors, but just not too damn long.
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
Have it.
Right.
You're not asleep on the grounder.
Absolutely not.
Right, I'll go hiking with you, but I'm not sleeping on the rocks, for God's sake.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay, all right, that's good. Let's see, what else do we have here with Paige? I'm running out of questions, Dylan. I ask all of them before the date goes.
How come you don't have pets?
I work a busy life, so I don't want to leave pets at home, but I have a beautiful Australian Shepherd at my parents' place that I can go visit.
Okay.
Okay, that's the best kind.
So get your snugs in that way.
Exactly.
26 years old. Why are you single?
You know, just haven't met Cam yet.
Good answer.
I like
good
that a
answer.
Lot.
Wow.
I like that a lot.
Good.
6'4", is that intimidating?
You're 6'4"?
No. Is that intimidating that Cam's 6'4"?
No. You know, it's nice to have a foot on you. That's for sure.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
He's a full foot taller than you?
He is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is going to be wonderful. Casino, you guys are going to go. Put some money. Black 17. Never,
absolutely.
Never will steer you wrong. Make sure you do that.
Of course.
And then, you have the Saturday night date, which, I mean, it's going to be great. I think that it really can go a lot of different ways. Is it something that you were super excited when you saw him? Was it something you just thought, we'll do this? Your friends made you do it? How did it come to be?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to keep it real with you guys. I might have done it after a night out when I woke up at like 6 in the morning. I was probably still maybe a little tipsy, and I was like, this looks great. I'm going to sign up. And I did it at that time.
A little liquid courage, Dylan.
Yeah,
do you regret doing it now that you're going on the date?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay, awesome.
What is, Paige, the one thing? Is there one thing? I don't know. The one thing that Cam could do on the date where you would go, oh, no, done. Check, please. Oh. I'm out.
If he's not good at gambling, that would have to be the...
Oh, losing a lot of money.
But that's a chance, though.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, is it? I don't know.
It's if you think it's skill... You might need to know.
I'm worried
to set
about
a limit.
Two of them. Are they going to leave? Like, come on, one more. Let's go. Come on.
No, set a limit. Stay within it.
Hey, that's why I'm a behavior analyst. I know how it works.
Okay.
So I'm all good.
What is a behavior analyst? Explain this to me.
Oh, that's okay. So behavior analyst is essentially a profession where, in my role, what we would be looking at is just supporting kiddos to increase functional living skills so they can access different things in their environment.
Gamble better.
Possibly, if they want to gamble, I can work on that too. If it was gambling, you'd look at maybe how to decrease maybe not so desired behaviors that we are either dangerous or unsafe. So maybe unsafe gambling, we could look at that. So, but I can help myself with that, so it's all good.
So can you turn that off while you're on a date, or are you just constantly applying what you've learned at work and your profession to a date? Like if
on
you see
date.
His body language or his nonverbal
absolutely.
Communication, you can just analyze everything that's going on better than most. Okay, it's a good advantage.
At the end of the date, I definitely plan to give him a nice full report so he can take that with him.
Okay. So you might have Cam is limited. He is barred by Dylan from saying he had a nice time, from saying he wants to do it again, from giving you a phone number, but you might have that leg up because you can assess some of the nonverbal communication to know what he's thinking.
Oh, yes, I absolutely will.
Very smart.
I'm excited for this. This is going to happen 5:00 on Saturday. You have a couple hours with Cam, and then I think he's got to get to hockey. So he's very busy. He has a date before you. We tried to give him a couple hours off before he comes to the date. So if you're ready for competition and a little bit of chance, it's going to happen.
Who's the date before Paige?
The date before Paige. This is a good question.
He's
got
to go into his
asking.
Spreadsheet here to figure it out.
I have all of it. It's a lot of work.
I know.
Okay, so it goes Abby this evening
mm-hmm.
At Bar Clementine. Then it goes Jessica, Western Barco. Then it goes Paige at Grand Villa Casino. And then Jody will be Vise for Pies on Sunday.
Okay, it's a tough spot for the early Saturday date because he's like, I got to go. I've got another date. That's an awkward date.
It's all part of The Bachelor.
Okay.
Someone's going to win. Well, he's going to hand out roses. Yeah. This is the final person as we do the first round
of
dates.
But if nothing else, we hope you have a nice time, Paige. And thank you for entering.
Thank you.
It was,
I appreciate it.
Nice talking to you. Can you spot a liar easily because of your training?
Of course.
You can?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a skill.
Yeah.
That's something you want to learn, right? You take that with you everywhere you go.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We're curious to get your review of whether he's genuine and sweet and as nice as everyone so far has said he is.
Yeah. It's almost like we need to set up a reunion show or something next week and have everybody on when he's not
I don't mind
here.
That. That's pretty know. Good.
Okay, thank you, Paige.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, have a great weekend. Enjoy your date tomorrow night with Cam. All right, so that's it there. Have we met everybody that's going to be occupied this weekend?
That is everybody.
Okay. But Dylan says still taking entries, even though like there's going to be a rose ceremony next week and a bunch of other
things. We need entries for the next round, absolutely.
So, go to kiss917.com.
Are you ready to get down? CHBN-FM.
Edmonton.
Is Kiss 917.
Kiss.
Here are the top three things you need to know.
Gotta let them know.
With Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team, 436-2511. Or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
International Women's Day is today. It's celebrated annually on March 8th as a focal point in women's rights movements. I mean, gender equality, reproductive rights, violence and abuse against women, all of those are a focus as of today and should be every day. On the station, we're playing female artists, all female artists from 6 to 9. So we start at 6 o'clock this morning all the way up until 9 o'clock. There's a two-hour show that will be played twice throughout the day with Katie. Women Who Pop is what it's called. 12 to 2, you can check it out today. And also 7 to 9.
I heard her putting some of it together. It's pretty good.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of artists are going to be joining her, talking about the women who inspire them and chat about the music industry, which will be great.
Cool.
So celebrate all day long with us up until 9 o'clock today for International Women's Day.
Okay.
And then Sunday, there's a lot going on Sunday. Daylight Savings Time happens where we move forward by an hour at 2 a.m. on Sunday.
That's a throw off. We got to start to all come to the consensus that we should call it Saturday nights.
At 2 a.m. Saturday?
Yeah, you call 2 a.m. Sunday.
I know.
I need to Saturday night, Sunday morning.
That's fair.
2 a.m. isn't morning.
No, okay.
No.
You don't think?
No.
It's pretty morning.
4:30. I can start to call it morning.
Right.
4:30 a.m.
Right.
Especially on the weekends. 4:30 is still night.
You think so?
5 a.m. on the weekends is when we should start to call it morning.
I agree. When I was out at the casino last weekend, and it was 5 a.m.
You got home 5 a.m.?
I started taking Casino Steve home at 5 a.m. Home around 5:45.
Gambling. Okay.
That's what we were up to.
5 a.m.
I know, but and then I saw the sun just a little bit in the distance, and I thought, this is morning.
Yeah, no, 5 a.m. is morning on the weekends.
Yeah.
During the week, 3 a.m. is morning.
Makes sense.
So the fact that we're setting the clock back Sunday at 2 a.m., that's Saturday night.
I can get with that.
You're down?
Yeah, I don't mind
down?
That.
Is everybody down? Robbie, you down?
I guess.
Megan, are you down?
What am I down for?
Forget it. It's fine. Yeah. Don't worry.
Spring Equinox is also coming on March 19th, the start of spring, so we'll have that as well. And the Oscars are playing on Sunday night. So Sunday's a busy one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Best Picture can go to a lot of things, including Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of the big ones they're talking about. I mean, it kind of is between Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon,
yes.
Oppenheimer, as like the ones that we know and the ones that we think may make it.
Well, there's 10 in total.
Yes.
Maestro is on Netflix with Bradley Cooper.
And that's the last one?
It's the longest long shot to win, although the Oscars have been known to have some upsets and some long shots win before. Oppenheimer is the favorite right now. It's big, healthy favorite over all of the other ones.
And Barbie, where does Barbie fall?
Barbie's right there in the middle.
Okay.
Right? Like, its odds are better than Anatomy of a Fall, but not as good as The Holdovers, for example.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of them I still don't know, right? I still haven't heard of them, haven't watched. I can say I've only watched Barbie on the list.
I almost clicked on The Holdovers yesterday.
Okay.
So close to clicking on it, because it's got Paul Giamatti. And tell me the last time he did something you didn't like.
True.
What a guy. I'd like to hang out with Paul Giamatti.
I like him Billions.
Yeah.
Billions.
Just everything he does is really, really good. But I almost clicked on it. It's on Amazon. So is Oppenheimer, too, actually.
Okay. Killers of the Flower Moon, really good.
You enjoyed that, right?
I love it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens on Sunday. And then Oilers with a loss last night. Columbus Blue Jackets, they ended up beating the Oilers 4-2, so they put an end to that win streak we were on.
Hey, what is a Blue Jacket? My fiance asked me that. Is it a bug? Because I know a yellow jacket is a bug. So what's a Blue Jacket?
I think
what
it goes back to maybe Civil War, Revolutionary Wars. Because Columbus has like the blue cannons, the cannons that they fire off.
And those guys wear blue jackets.
The Blue Jackets.
Oh!
So it's like an old-timey war thing, I think.
So it's a Civil War
An enlisted
reference.
Man in the Navy, a sailor.
In the Navy,
sailor.
Okay.
Is it
Columbus in the Navy? Weird.
Okay.
I don't know. That's what it says here. A naval term. Which would make sense with the firing of the cannon.
They've been in the NHL for a long time, and I don't think I've ever known that that's what a blue jacket is.
Really?
Yeah, a sailor.
Yeah, tomorrow it is an early game, so if you're wanting to catch the Oilers.
It's like 10 a.m. or something.
10:30 against the Sabres.
Both Saturday, Sunday, both afternoon games.
Yeah, 11
Sabres
o'clock on Sunday.
And Pittsburgh, so.
Okay.
Okay. Wonderful. And today is the day, right? Today is the day for the trade deadline.
There you go.
Yes.
Trade deadline.
I believe noon our time or something like that is when it ends. So oh, no. Sorry. 1 p.m. Mountain time is when it all stops.
So the final moves will be happening. Yeah. Maybe something else for the Oilers. We will see.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one more person.
The three things you need to know.
Thanks, Dylan.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Hey, let's send out a couple congratulations and benchmarks and big moments that you may recall some of them and that impact people that you may have heard at one point or another on this show. Not the least of which, obviously, is Dylan's friend Jem from that bagel place that she likes to run.
What's the bagel bar?
The bagel bar.
Bagel bar.
We met her several years ago when she was, you and her had been friends. You met at like a cooking competition.
Yeah.
You were judging and cooking. And you guys had a fast friendship. Everybody thought there was something there between you two, so you said, that's it. We've got to put an end to that rumor. I'm going to find her husband.
Yeah.
And you spent a month, not even 2 weeks, finding her the perfect guy, and you did it. And last night, you found out. He popped the question.
She is engaged.
You followed along with that a few years ago. If you're new to the show, don't worry about it because Dylan's doing it all over again with Bachelor Cam. But the first time he did it, it turned out just yesterday.
Day before yesterday.
They were engaged. So congratulations to Jem and Chris.
Yeah. All right. Amazing.
A little mind blow for you. Robbie, you've seen my son. You've bathed my son.
Yes.
Dylan, you met my son when he was 10 months old.
He will be
19 years old on Sunday.
Holy crap.
My son turns 19. 19.
I didn't need that going into the weekend. Holy.
19? He still doesn't bathe himself, does he?
Nah, he's getting better at it.
Is he?
He is okay. Getting better at it. But,
okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
He doesn't let me know when he's out of shampoo yet, though.
Oh, no?
No, he just stops using it.
Well, can't he buy his own?
Well, he could. I just don't think it occurs to him until later.
Yikes.
He's a little forgetful. Like, yeah. Oh, right. I forgot to get shampoo.
Right, right.
Right?
He's got so much hair, though.
So much hair. So much hair. Dylan, you'd kill for that hair.
Aw.
Right? Like, look at the hair you have.
None.
Yeah, he's got it all.
Oh, okay.
He got your hair, too, I think.
He's hogging it all.
19 years old.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, happy birthday to him.
Snakes on Sunday. Okay, so Cam's busy this weekend. He's got a lot this weekend, and we'll recap as many as we can on Monday. There'll be a rose ceremony, and he'll narrow it down to a second round. Dylan's got it all planned, but you can still enter at kiss917.com. We'll also keep a close eye on Megan's inbox throughout the weekend and into next week to see if she hears back from Love is Blind Canada.
I'm refreshing.
She's applied for that, but well, let's go head into the weekend the way we always do.
You ready?
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Happy Friday. Thank God it's Friday. We get to stay up late tonight. Have a good day. We'll see you Monday from 5:30 till 10.
Hope you have a really nice weekend. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Temperatures in and around the 6-degree area. So, Robbie,
yep,
we've had a full week. A few arguments here and there, a few debates, a few disputes. Who is most right and who is most wrong?
Okay.
Nothing more important than saying I told you so to head into the weekend. What do you have, Robbie?
Okay, first off,
yeah.
Do you love a good whittle? Do you like whittling?
I do. I love a whittle.
I got to whittle on the weekend.
A whittle bit?
A whittle bit of whittling. It is fun. It's therapeutic in a way.
Yeah. How many of our audience loves a good whittle?
Not many people are into whittling.
They don't appreciate the fine art of a good whittle.
They should.
Yeah, I know.
They should get with it. But no, yeah, people, Pepper gets the point there.
Yeah!
Do you ever feel like the person driving in front of you feels like they're being followed?
By you.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Because I can't believe you've never thought that, Bill.
Never.
You've never been driving behind somebody, and every turn they take, you also have to take, and then you start getting worried that they think you're following them.
No, I don't think about them. I think about me.
Yeah. Put it on his tombstone, huh?
No, people, yes, it happens.
People, I've intentionally gone a different way just so they knew that I wasn't following them. But just, then they think they go a different way to try and shake the tail, which I'm not even tailing them.
And then you're both just late for dinner.
Yeah.
So Pepper got the point there. Yeah. Do you pay for the bags? Dylan does.
Dylan doesn't pay for
the bag. No.
Self-checkout.
If I'm doing self-checkout and there's a bag option, that's my... I'm working for them.
15 cents?
You know what? Fire me.
For stealing bags.
Yeah, go ahead.
A lot of people are like you, Dylan.
Yes.
They'll steal.
People, yep, they say forget it.
That's not stealing.
Theft under 5,000.
No.
Way under 5,000. Although it's getting less and less under 5,000.
I guess. Yeah.
I paid $1 the other day for a bag.
For what kind of bag?
It was fabric, but you knew it wasn't a good fabric.
Holy
I wouldn't put the milk
smokes.
In there, I'll tell you that much.
Little blue ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a shopping cart thrown through your back window of your car or get stabbed?
That was a silly question. No,
it was not.
I really think it was.
You thought shopping cart through the back window. It happened earlier this week somewhere at a superstore in Edmonton. There was some sort of dispute of parking in a parking lot, and a guy got mad and picked up, like, the large superstore. Those are the big ones, the superstore shopping cart, and threw it through the back window of a person's car.
Now, we just saw the aftermath of the cart in the window.
Right.
But it looked like a nuisance.
A total nuisance. I'd rather get stabbed.
No, what?
It's a clean cut, Dylan.
You could die. Yeah.
You get more sympathy when you're stabbed.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably call in sick if you're stabbed.
That's right. What do you got? You got a car with no back window driving around.
I hope someone stabs you.
Robbie, what did the audience say?
People would rather be stabbed.
That's wild.
There you go, Dylan.
It's so silly.
Crazier.
That's how much of a nuisance it is.
And
you have to get a rental car.
Glasses place, insurance claim, none of that.
Just get some stitches, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily.
Now, continuing with this, would you rather be stabbed with a sword or a pencil?
Uh-huh.
Another dumb question.
You'd think, because you think most people would say pencil. It's smaller, less lethal.
Yep.
But it's also fatter, and it would
hurt more.
It would just poke in
your... Bigger chance of infection.
But it can't go as deep.
Nah, you want a good, clean slice.
Can if you stab hard enough.
Yep.
Jesus. Want to try it out?
Don't do it. Please, nobody do any stabbing. Ever.
But if you do,
people would rather be stabbed by a sword.
Be polite. Be considerate. Bring a bunch of different blades and tell them to choose.
But just remember, stabbing is not acceptable.
Uh-huh.
So, Pepper, you got another point.
Yep.
Can you use a coupon on a first date?
This was a tough one.
Yeah.
Because we had a Boston Pizza coupon.
We have $100 to Boston Pizza
for
sitting
Cam.
There. Yeah.
And we were wondering if he should use it or not use it. A lot of the audience was like, yeah, it shows that a guy is smart and sensible about his money and he takes advantage of deals where deals are. And another one was like, no.
It's just a bad look.
Yeah.
If I don't have to pay, I don't have to pay.
You may as well not pay.
Right?
Use the money for other things. And people said, why not?
Yeah.
Which means I get the point.
You did it, Robbie. Good old frugal Robbie.
Yep. Okay, do you go out to eat solely so you don't have to do the dishes?
That's why people go out.
No, that was silly.
It's not because they're right. Yeah.
That was an argument that you knew you were going to lose, didn't you?
I don't want to go out for any other reason.
Yeah, so you don't have to cook.
Most times the stuff you cook is way better anyway. And you go like, you know what? We saved money and that was a really good meal.
That's not true.
But then
that's
you look
because
at the
you're
sink
a good cook.
And you're like, oh my God, look at everything. This mess we got to clean up.
You're a good cook. A lot of people aren't.
What was the result of that?
Well, Robbie? Although people do like avoiding dishes, it is not the main reason.
Yeah.
People go out for entertainment, to be with friends, to get the better food for a good time, not just from the dishes. So, Dylan, you do get the point.
Thank you.
I think I spend more time of my day in the kitchen cleaning dishes than any other thing in the day. It goes work, cleaning dishes, sleeping. In that order.
Wow.
I am always cleaning dishes.
You need more
sleep. Did you notice that when you lived with me?
Yes.
I'm always doing the dishes.
You always have a towel in your hand.
Always.
Your dishwasher.
It's a nervous thing, though. He just likes having things in his hands, drying.
Sink's always full of hot, soapy water.
For
Sometimes
what?
Sometimes it's not hot, though. Gotta refill it.
I gotcha.
He's rubbed the varnish off of all of his silverware. he just gets up filling with them. Dylan got the point there.
Thank you.
Okay.
And then wrapping it up, did your mom used to tug at your crotch when you tried on new pants?
I'll take this to the grave.
That was weird. You should have.
Yes, you should have.
Did, right?
This is where I'm going to toss in, though, that on the Instagram post, yes, a bunch of moms commented saying, yes, I've done, yes, this to my son.
Yes.
Like, there's over 40 comments.
We did the video of how my mom used to fit my pants for, like, back-to-school shopping. Robbie was pretended to be the kid. I pretended to be the mom. I did it exactly like my mom used to. Yeah, she gets a little handsy.
My mom never did that to me.
See? No. I thought that was always the way.
Right.
I'm sorry to my kids. That's a generational issue.
Originally, this was going to go to Dylan.
Oh, because, why? You're going to change it because of the
Because we thought no
social
one...
Social media?
No moms would ever do that because of all the feedback we got.
Yeah, boy!
Pepper gets the point.
Chug away, mama!
Oh, boy.
Which means...
Okay.
That sounded...
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
For this first week of March on the show, yep. Pepper!
Yeah.
Oh, wow!
For Pepper.
He's been doing good in 2024.
Looking up. All
good
right.
For you.
Enjoy your weekend. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend. We will hit zero and get rid of the negative temperatures by this afternoon and +6 all weekend long and even better next week.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.